Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.esighteyewear.com.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Donate today at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Hello to our friends at the Blind and Beyond radio program. It's Jerry Lynn from Christian Record Services, and I'm here to invite you to try Phone Faith, PhoneFaith, by calling 209-399-9465. What is Phone Faith? It's a telephone outreach that's by and for the blind community. It's a community of connected individuals who enjoy learning about health, faith, engagement, and so much more. It's education-driven, empowerment-promoting, and really, it's a lot of fun. With 17 hours of live programs every week on topics of interest such as mental and physical health, spirituality, community engagement, and so much more, there's always something happening on Phone Faith. Please accept my invitation to call Phone Faith at 209-399-9465. Here's the number again, 209-399-9465.
You have the power to help your pet thrive with ProPlan Veterinary Supplements. Made by experts to support joint health, calm behavior, GI health, and more. They're easy to use and taste great. ProPlan Veterinary Supplements are available from your veterinarian, online, and at pet specialty retailers near you. Shop now at vetdirect.com.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Mike, see it? Back to you.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Welcome back to the second hour. This is your host, Michael, saying welcome back to the hottest show on the radio. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Welcome back. And here is a trivia. We're going right to a trivia. Now, this is a different trivia. I want you to think about this trivia. I gave some thought to it. This is not music. This is about television shows.
Oh, no.
Television shows. These were two popular television shows. Two. I want to know if you to win, you got to get me both of them. Okay, the first show was a father who was a band leader. And he had a famous son. It was a family show. I'll repeat. The first family show was the father was a band leader, and he started a show with a family, his family, and he also had a famous son on the show who later became a very, very, very popular singer. The second television show, was a father, famous man, on and off the television, with a famous daughter on and off the television. Okay, now, they did something else. This couple, father and daughter, they were instrumental, and to this day, about a hospital. That should be enough, because if you know who I'm talking about, the father and daughter who are famous, but, and they raised a lot of money for this hospital. So who am I talking about? Two different television shows. The phone number for the trivia is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. What television shows am I talking about? Two family shows, very big shows that were on for years. Okay? Family shows. I gave you enough thought about the shows. Now call up 407-894-1680. What two shows am I talking about? 407-894-1680. You know what I'm talking about?
I know the people. I think. The latter part of your question, I definitely know.
You're just trying to remember the name of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to think about that for a second, too, on that first one. I think I know it. I know, like you said, I know who the people are, but yeah, I'm pretty sure I know the show, so, because I used to,
their famous last name?
Yeah, I used to watch both of those shows.
Yeah.
Both families.
I can even hum the music.
Were big
to the one of them.
On and off the screen, and they're real players, the real people on the on and off. I'm not going to give you any more.
Can I mute the mic and hum the song?
Yeah, I can't think of the. Oh, well.
Yeah, I think Michael's going to stump people on that.
It shouldn't be.
Well, they have to be baby boomers, most likely.
No, because a lot of those television shows are still on.
Yeah, but.
Yeah.
They were on for years.
People wouldn't know them just watching them casually. They have to be people that grew up with those shows.
Yeah.
Like us. I bet Chris Shaw doesn't know those shows.
And most people should know the hospital that I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. Well, that one they might know.
I don't know.
407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. You got to give me the answer to both. I want both shows. Not one, both. You got to give me both to win.
By the way,
you're really making that difficult.
Yeah, I would think one is hard enough.
Yeah.
Give me both.
You talk about my trivia. Wow.
But I'm giving you a lot of hints.
Yes, the callers already. Oh my goodness.
Okay, so any new callers first?
Not the name he gave me. Who else? Who else, Chris? Oh. And you said there's a third one. Oh, that's a new one. I believe the third one is new, Chris. How come I don't hear Chris?
Okay, because I'm trying.
George from Michigan.
Yeah, I believe George from Michigan is the new one.
Yeah, George from Michigan is on the phone. I got Howie, Michael, and George from Michigan.
Okay, let's hear George from Michigan since he's new. Let's hear George from Michigan first.
All right.
Okay,
so we're
George
from
Michigan, you're up.
All the way up to Michigan. Go blue. Let's go, George. How you doing, George?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I'm doing wonderful.
Are you snowed in yet?
Pardon me?
Are you snowed in yet?
No, not yet. No snow yet. don't fully.
Is this the first time you listen to the show? Is this the first time you listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show?
Actually, I've listened once before, but I talked to a friend of yours, Dave, down in Florida. He's a ham radio operator. I'm a ham radio operator, so is Dave.
Right, and he's one of our co-hosts.
Yep.
Yeah,
okay, so anyway, so what do you think the answer is? I need both shows.
It's breaking up.
You need both shows. I know answers to your. I know both answers to your questions. By the way.
Hey George, I don't know. You're gonna have to go back into the area that you were in because you're going in and out.
Well, let me see if I
stay right there. Stay right there. Don't move.
Don't move.
Stay,
okay.
Stay right
move.
There.
Okay. Hey, the first. Do you want to know the answers?
Yes. What are the answers?
What are the answers?
Yes.
The first show you were talking about was Ozzie and Harriet, where the father was the band leader and the son was the singer. That was Ozzie Nelson and Rick Nelson.
Okay, that's right. That's the first one. What's the second one? You got the first one right.
The second one was, Danny Thomas, Make Room for Daddy.
That's right.
You got it. Yes. You got it. You got the second one, too. Danny Thomas and Marla Thomas.
That's right.
Yep.
You know the hospital? you know the hospital name that they
I know it.
To this day, they promote
it? They had the hospital in Tennessee. What the heck?
That's correct,
that?
In Memphis, Tennessee.
St. Jude
Hospital.
St. Jude,
yep. Yep, he's
very
the one.
Good.
Yep. So you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. $10 Subway is coming your way.
Okay.
Hey, Michael, congratulations to you. Michael, hold on one moment.
Oh, it's George.
George.
I'm sorry.
George. And don't forget, George, you can write in for the $50 gift card as well. We'll send you a $50 Visa card if you write in.
Okay. That sounds good. And the $10 Subway, that's great.
All right, George, hold on one moment, all right?
Thank you for calling.
All right, I sure will.
All righty. Let me do. Let's do this. Let's go. And you want to chat with Howie and Michael? Let me go. Howie, how you doing, Howie?
Doing well. That was a layup. Come on. Give us a serious question, dude.
How you doing, Howie?
How about the other two members of the Nelson family after David and Ozzy?
Oh, you trying to go there.
Ricky and Ozzy, I just gave you one of them.
Yeah, you're making it really hard.
What's the brother's name and what's his wife's name?
Ooh, challenge.
Harriet Nelson.
Harriet and David.
Ozzy and Harriet.
Harriet's the wife and David's the other son.
And David is the son. David's the older brother.
Yeah, David's the older brother. And
that's
they've
right.
All been passed away.
They're all unfortunately gone.
Nobody's alive. They're all passed away.
Yeah. Hey,
great job, Howie. Thank you so much, Howie. Happy holidays to you and the family.
All right, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy holiday.
Happy holidays to you, Howie.
All right.
Time for break?
And you want to talk to Mike real quick before we go to break?
Okay, let's talk to Mike.
Mike is trying to get it in tonight. Mike going to get here one sooner or later. Mike, how you feeling, Mike? Good. Thank you so much for chiming in and trying to get it in.
And don't forget to write in, Michael, as far as the $50 gift card.
Hey, Michael, question. Are you always giving directions, too? Because this Mike always gives directions. Are you the same way?
Directions? No, yeah. But I explain things if I'm asked.
Hey, Mike, thank you. And Mike, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, Mike and Mike.
To all those who called in and didn't win, don't forget, you can get a $50 gift card by writing into blindandbeyondradioshow.org. You have to write to Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Or what's the phone number if they don't have to write in?
It's 407-425-9200. That's 407-425-9200. So we're going to go to a break in about 60 seconds, Michael.
Okay.
And then hopefully our guest from Colorado will be zooming in. And if you have any questions for this young man, please call in. What's the number, Michael and Charles?
407-894-1680. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
SELA Foundation is an international eye care foundation that preserves and restores sight in underserved communities. 90% of people with vision loss live in low and middle income countries where access to eye care is minimal or does not exist. SELA co-creates sustainable solutions with local partners across 20 plus countries to ensure that communities have access to eye care even when SELA's intervention has ended. Since 1978, SELA and partners have provided eye care services to over 50 million people and counting. For just $50, you can help provide cataract surgery to someone in need through SELA. To join their mission of a world free of avoidable blindness and become part of the movement, visit SELA.org today. That is SELA, SEVA.org.
Support for Blind to Beyond Radio comes from Lighthouse Central Florida, empowering the lives of children and adults living with vision loss and blindness. Lighthouse helps individuals who are visually impaired or blind safely utilize the internet using assistive technology, protecting them from cybercrime. For more information, visit lighthousecfl.org/access technology.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Tower Studios.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Oh, yeah, welcome back. That's right. The phone number to call in, which I hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. Oh, we got a guest viewing right now. That's right. The main man. That's right. Lynn, introduce the main man.
The main man. Yes, he's our friend, and he's also the accessibility manager at Spectrum Communications. And we'd like to say welcome back.
Welcome back
to Peter Gustave. welcome back from Colorado.
Thank you. Hey, Charles. How are you?
Good, and yourself?
And don't forget, he's the father of Leonardo.
That's right.
That's right.
Did we talk to you yet after Halloween? I can't remember. You sent the picture.
That's right. We might have had one. No, I don't know. I think that show was right before Halloween. That's right.
That went well?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Oh, good.
He's not a crazy sweet tooth, kind of like his father, but he did enjoy running up to all the doors and snagging candy.
Did you teach him?
Did he say trick or treat?
Yeah, they have to say trick or treat.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Only it's a lot cuter coming from a 3-year-old. There you go.
It is really, that is adorable. And did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah, it was lovely. We just joined some friends. There's a new term that I guess I'm getting more familiar with called Friendsgiving. And since we don't have family here in Colorado, right, we do a little Friendsgiving. And that was really nice.
Well, that is nice.
Well, good.
Yeah, we were talking about that last week about different ways to celebrate, or, you know, you didn't have to go overboard and do things. Just have a peaceful day and just, you know, be with friends and, or, you know, or just do something nice for yourself.
That's right. Great. That's right.
Yeah. So
in the spirit of gratitude, that's right.
There you go. Being grateful for what we have.
Exactly.
So what's the latest with Spectrum Communications? Michael, if anybody wants to call, what's the number?
The phone number to call in if you would like to ask questions to Peter. Spectrum. About not just Peter, but about Spectrum.
And I hope they call when Peter's on. And
Now's the time to call. If you have questions about Spectrum,
dial now.
About accessibility or any situations you're having about Spectrum, any remotes. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask a question in a second because we don't have Spectrum. I wish we could, but they're not in our area because the ones we have in our area is terrible. And especially for someone like myself who's blind, I can't find things on our television, and our television doesn't talk. So that's because we don't have Spectrum. So I wish we had Spectrum. And all you people out there that has Spectrum in your area, you definitely should have Spectrum. So Peter, tell us about Spectrum.
Oh, and by the way, say hi to Charles.
That's right. Yeah, we did earlier. Grab a hello. So yes, hi, Charles. Well, you know, Michael, there's an interesting thing. You're talking about your television talking to you. And of course, if you've got a cable box in your home issued by Spectrum, you have something available to you called guide narration, where you can turn on the voice. It's a text-to-speech engine that runs right there locally on that device. And you can have all of the items on your screen that you land on be announced to you with that synthetic speech. But last time we met in October, I mentioned that we released a new product called the Xumo Box.
Right.
Fun name, X-U-M-O. Now we have more things that start with the letter X. So that's exciting in the world, that is. So the Xumo Box is our sort of alternative to the box, if you will, the cable box, the traditional cable box system. And this is an IP box, just a streaming platform that you can plug into your television, sort of like an Apple TV or Roku, and you can run the guide on there as well. And so it's a great alternative for somebody who's looking to maybe become more of a streaming customer versus a cable customer and still have all the benefits of the Spectrum guide. But it also is going to have some of those great characteristics, like the ability to turn on a text-to-speech, have it speak to you, navigate it accessibly. And one of the most exciting things, if you missed our call last month, is that there is a voice input button. So you can now speak into your remote and ask the device to do a variety of things. Find a channel number. It does still have a traditional keypad. But you can also search by your favorite actor or the title of a movie or show or some other factors that maybe you're looking for that you want to search by. You can now do that, which is really exciting. So I just wanted to put that reminder out there. If you missed last month's show, there is a new platform out. It is accessible. I would love to start getting, you know, some feedback and hear from all of you what you think of the box. But that's our reminder for November. And I've got a couple other things I want to bring up, if I might, or Michael, okay. I don't know if you want to jump in with that question.
One quick question, Peter. How do people get that Xumo box? They just call Spectrum
accessibility.
That's right. You can just call in. You feel free to call that phone number that I advertise every month, the 1-844-762-1301 phone number. That's our disability support team. They can talk to you about the box. They can make sure that you get set up. And we are still offering free setups for customers with disabilities. So if you call in and you say that you're visually impaired or blind, you're going to get a free install if you'd like. They can come out to your home. They can roll a truck and a field technician out to your home to get it set up for you and assist you if that's something that you need. So don't forget that. Don't miss out on that opportunity if that's something that you're looking for. But you can call the main customer phone number, the main sales number, but also that 1-844-762-1301.
Okay. And you said you have something, some other news?
Yes, I wanted to share. So I think it was last year and certainly into the beginning of this year, I started mentioning more of the opportunities that we have to connect with customers online using social media platforms. And we launched a Twitter account at Spectrum Disability or at Spectrum A11Y. The name of the our account there is Spectrum Disability. But some of the listeners, some of the Blind and Beyond show listeners called in and said, well, we don't have Twitter, but more people have Facebook. So an exciting piece of news is that we've now launched a presence on Facebook, and we're there, we're live, and we'd love to have people follow us. So if you're looking for a new way to keep in touch, to see what's going on, the latest, greatest as it happens, as the news goes live. I mean, I know I come on here every month, once a month, and we're going to continue that. But if you just want to do another way to follow or make sure that you don't miss out on the exciting things that we're up to with our Spectrum Accessibility team, Spectrum Disability is the Facebook page to look for.
I'm writing it down. I was going to ask you. So it's just Spectrum Disability?
That's right.
Very cool. So everybody very, very cool. Check
it out. So hopefully we can promote a little more. I think we got our first Blind and Beyond radio show post up about today's show. So yeah, follow us there. That's going to be the place where instant news happens if we have it. And of course, we'll continue to show up on the show. So I just wanted to call that out. Find us on Facebook now, Spectrum Disability.
That's really neat. So don't forget, everybody, if you want to ask Peter a question, please call now, not after he hangs up. It's 407-894-1680. Right, Charles?
That is correct.
So I wanted to also just say that we are really, really grateful for our blind and visually impaired community. You know, I know it's the season for gratitude. And really, I think a lot of people look for reasons to be really satisfied in the work that they do every single day, the way that they earn a living, make a paycheck. And, you know, on top of that, we're trying to squeeze in opportunities to feel like we're making a difference in our jobs. I am among the really fortunate ones where that's just a part of the package for me and the work that I do. And the thing that makes it even better is that I get a chance to come on to shows like this or conferences and other community meetings and interact, engage with our customers and learn about your lives and what really gets you out of bed in the morning and what powers your life. And I hope that the work that we do with our Spectrum Accessibility team is a part of that, is a part of what makes you excited about tomorrow, that with all this fast-moving technology, Spectrum has an opportunity to have your trust to do it right. So thank you for all the trust that you guys put into our team and the opportunity to let us into your homes through our products.
Well, we want to thank you, Peter, for sure.
Yes, Peter. Thank you for Spectrum.
We're grateful for you.
Grateful for you for sponsoring our radio show, the only radio show in the world that's a commercial radio show. Thanks. Goodness for Spectrum Communications.
Oh, we love being a part of it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Peter.
It's hard to believe it's almost We have, I think, four more shows, and that's it.
We got the holidays coming up, and tease for the holidays. I know you guys got some great things planned. So for our visit, for Spectrum's visit, we will come in with our traditional gift card as well. So make sure you're listening to the holiday special when it comes around. And when Spectrum is on, would love to see you guys there.
Christmas Eve?
I have to send Peter.
Is he coming on Christmas Eve?
I don't know. Are you available Christmas Eve? No, he's probably busy with his family.
We'll
figure it out. We'll make it work.
Yeah,
we'll make it work.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Peter.
Thank you, Charles. Great to hear your voice. Michael, Lynn, I hope you all are having a wonderful holiday season. And for all the listeners, happy holidays.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And
so
you
much.
As well, to you and your family.
So we'll talk to
Thank you
soon.
Thank you so much.
Talk to you soon.
Talk soon.
Talk to you in
Bye-bye.
December. Bye-bye. Okay.
Okay, so now I want to give you, let's give out some names, a couple names.
Okay.
Okay, so here's some winners.
We need a drum roll.
A drum roll, a couple of names. We'll give the rest at the end of the show. Give me a couple of names.
Okay, just
check it off.
Hold on, I got to go to my notes here. Okay, the first.
Listen,
one.
You got 10 minutes to call in.
Right, let me just make sure I'm not missing anybody here. Okay, here we go. The first one is Hershey Trivedi in Daytona Beach.
Hershey from
if
Daytona.
If you're listening, got to call in.
Got to call in now. Hershey from Daytona.
Okay. Okay, let's see what the next one is. We have Flo Walsh.
Flo Walsh.
Yep.
Flo, where's Flo from?
She lives, I believe, in Sebring or
Florida.
No, Lake Placid.
Lake Placid.
Lake Placid,
New York.
Florida.
New York?
No, in Florida, believe it or not.
Oh, Lake Placid, Florida?
Yeah.
There is one.
Lake Placid, okay. Florida. But she's vacationing now in New Jersey. So
okay.
I hope she hears it.
Either way, if you're listening.
Yeah.
If you don't hear it. You don't call in this show. Next week. We do it twice in case you don't call in this show. But you got 10 minutes now to call in.
And we have Beth Moody who she did not call in last week. So Beth, I hope you're listening.
This is the last time we're going to do it.
You said the show changed your life. I certainly hope that you call in.
Beth Moody?
Yes.
Where's she from?
I don't have that in front of me right now.
You don't
now.
Have it from?
Wait, yeah, I do. I think she's from Orlando.
Okay. Beth Moody?
Yeah.
Call in.
Oh, she's from Lakeland.
Lakeland, Florida.
Yeah.
Got
10
minutes to call in. We called out last week. You didn't get it. We're calling again. You got 10 minutes to do it. We'll call
Nigel Ricards in Boca Raton, Florida.
Hey, Nigel, come on.
Nigel.
You better be
call
calling
in.
Nigel from... Yeah. Where is he from? Boca Raton. Nigel from Boca.
And we have all the way from British Columbia, Canada, Carrie Giesbrecht.
Carrie from Canada.
That's right. And then we have...
She'll get a $50 Visa card if she calls in. You got 10 minutes to call in, Carrie.
And then we have Mavis Green in Daytona Beach.
Mavis Green.
Yes.
Mavis Green from where? Where's Mavis?
Daytona.
Daytona Beach. So let me read
Mavis
those
Green
again.
From Daytona, Florida.
Let me read them again. We have Hershey Trivedi in Daytona Beach. We have Flo Walsh from Lake Placid, Florida. Nigel Ricards from Boca Raton, Florida. We have Carrie Giesbrecht from British Columbia. British Columbia, Canada. We have Beth Moody from Lakeland, Florida. And we have Mavis Green from Daytona Beach, Florida.
Mavis Green from Daytona.
Yep.
Okay.
Mavis, that's M-A-V-I-S, Mavis.
All right. So I got a caller on the phone line who's trying to get in on this conversation. Wanted to know, got a couple of questions from the Blind and Beyond community. Michael from Aventura, Florida. And I also have Hershey on the line as well.
Oh, nice. Okay.
All right.
So what was first?
Mike from Aventura.
Okay.
And I'm going to answer the rest of the calls that's coming in. Mike, how you doing?
Hi. Good evening. How you doing? I haven't talked to you in a long time.
No, we haven't.
How are you, Mike?
I have a question. I'll make this quick. A few months ago, I was reading in a magazine newsreel. There was a situation where if you have a service dog, including a guide dog, instead of just being able to go on a plane with a guide dog, like I used to be able to do. Now you have to write a big, you have to write a paper. You get a paper you have to fill out about the dog. And in fact, I understand that if you go to a different city, you can only stay there for a while, and then you have to go to a vet, and he has to allow you to also get the dog on the plane. In fact, I understand that some people were left behind because the paper wasn't right or the airline.
Oh, no.
We haven't heard about this. We have to ask Sharon because she takes her dog everywhere.
Yes, yeah, Sharon Giovinazzo, our friend who's the CEO and president of Lighthouse San Francisco.
She takes her dog everywhere.
Just on, oh, my gosh, she travels everywhere. Yeah.
She didn't tell that story.
No.
What I was wondering is, are the blind agencies like ACB and NFB, are they fighting the whole situation?
I don't know.
We don't even know about what you're saying is true.
We'll have to look into that. I
just heard about it.
We'll have to ask Sharon if it's true. We'll write to Sharon and find out if it's true, because she takes her dog everywhere.
Uh-huh. What's the number to call in to win the $50 gift certificate?
What did you say?
What does he have to do?
What do you have to do? You have to write to Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Write, and all you have to say is if you like the show, and if you have any suggestions for the show, or if you just like the show, just say anything about the show.
And
if you like any sponsors, say about that too.
Any of the names that I call tonight, you're supposed to be calling the radio station, 407-894-1680.
Right.
Let us know that you heard your name being called tonight.
I love the show. It's fantastic. It's really
no, but you can't say it now. You have to write. We're not taking anything.
There's two different situations going on right now,
hey,
Michael. People are calling in.
Mike, listen, hold on. I got it. Yes. Mike from Avatar. Hold on one moment. I'll explain everything to you over the phone. All right.
All right.
So hold on. Don't hang up. Let's go to our next caller, which is Hershey from Daytona Beach. I also have Mavis and Carrie all on the phone line as well. But Hershey, how you doing?
Very nice.
Hey, good evening, everybody.
Good evening, Hershey.
Good evening, Hershey.
Hi, thank you. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity with this competition, I suppose, or however the radio show games. And thank you for also all the good guests that we had. It was awesome to hear Peter on here, and I hope to keep listening. So thank you so much for all you guys, what you do.
Okay. Don't forget to write. Oh, he wrote already. He did it right.
Mike, he wrote already, Mike.
Michael, I just said his name. He's confirming.
Right, that's all. He's confirming.
Okay, well, okie dokie. Well, we'll send it out to you, Hershey.
$50 gift cards coming your way from public supermarkets.
Yeah. Getting a little
thank
payout
you, Hershey.
Here. Thank you for calling, Hershey.
Thank you, Hershey.
Who else is? Oh, I better.
Let's go to Mavis from Daytona Beach. Mavis, how you doing?
Hi, I'm doing great.
Good, Mavis. It's nice to hear your voice. Congratulations to you.
So you just won yourself a $50 public supermarket, $50 gift card. It's coming your way, Mavis.
Okay, I appreciate it.
All righty.
Enjoy it.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Mavis.
Thank you very much.
See, it pays to listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Let's go to our good friend all the way up in the British Columbia, Carrie.
Hey.
It's Carrie.
Hello.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Hi, Carrie.
Hey, this is the one, the only, the famous BC native, Carrie.
Thanks
Keith
for calling
Brad.
The Blind and Beyond radio show. Please hold.
Well, yeah.
That's good.
So you got a $50 Visa card coming to you. Lynn was trying
Thank you.
Lynn was trying to find out something important. So stay in touch with Lynn because she wanted to know the biggest problem is to send it to you.
Okay.
She wanted to discuss it with you.
Yeah, I sent you an email.
She sent you an email.
Ah, okay.
Answer it.
Did I forget something? I'm probably senile.
Okay. Well, thank
you know how it goes.
Thanks for
no, I haven't gotten there yet, Mavis.
Pardon? You're a little bit blurry. What'd you say?
I said, no, I don't know what that's like. I haven't gotten there yet.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know about you. I don't know. Because, see, the thing is, you guys, you have your Thanksgiving in November. We're smart. We have it first.
Yeah, you had yours in October.
Yep. So we're done and we're on to Christmas. But you,
well,
Molly,
that's the same here. We're done.
Molly gag it away.
Yeah, we're done also. All righty. Did you get your straightened out with the phone friends with the Red Cross?
Yes, I finally did. I finally got it out, but that was murder. What it was is I was trying to volunteer with the Red Cross, and what it is, you guys, is their learning material are so inaccessible, some of them, that I was almost pulling my hair out. I mean, I got it done, but I never, ever, ever want to take those classes ever again. Mm. And they're interesting, too. But they're all PDF files, all inaccessible. My
oh, no. So yeah. Carrie, are you a volunteer for Phone Friends?
Well, yes, I am. I am now.
That's wonderful. I've been reading about that. I've been reading about that. Well, we have to go, Carrie. We've got some other people online.
Okay, I know.
All righty. Well, thank you for calling, and Merry Christmas if we don't
talk to
you. Merry
Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Happy Thanksgiving and Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carrie.
Okay, according to Chris Shaw in the studio, we have Flo on the line.
Flo on the line.
Mm-hmm. Flo Walsh.
Hi. Hi.
Hello, Flo.
It's the traveling lady.
Yes, I'm still in Jersey. I leave on Saturday.
Yeah, I can tell you've been having a good time. Did I see you were driving a pickup truck? Oh, my God.
Really?
I
posted the video of me driving it.
You were doing a good job.
I assume she's not blind.
She is blind.
Why could you drive a pickup truck?
Because her friend is brave. This is not an autonomous vehicle either.
I can't believe he let me drive his almost new truck.
Oh my goodness. So Flo, you're confirming your entry, so you're a winner.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey Flo, that means you just got pure faith. And your friend got it too.
Hey, yes. God guides my feet and he let me drive. Yeah. I didn't even run over.
I had that happen once.
Seagulls.
You didn't run over one seagull, huh?
Oh, jeez. Well, she was in an open area, though, I saw. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, congratulations, Flo. Thank you so much. Yeah.
All right, Flo, you have safe travel back on Amtrak.
All right. Bye, Lynn and Michael. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Welcome. Okay. Enjoy.
Okay.
Enjoy the $50 card.
Yeah. We have
Elizabeth.
Beth Moody.
Moody Lakeland. From Lakeland is on the line. That's Beth Moody.
Lakeland in the house.
Lakeland in the house. Hi, Beth.
Hi, how are you?
We're fine. We're glad you were listening tonight.
Thank you.
So you got a $50 public supermarket's gift card coming to you,
$50. Actually, Beth's where their headquarters is, I believe, in Lakeland.
Yes.
Lakeland, Florida.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about, tell the audience a little bit about, I forgot what you said, how you found the show. I'm trying to remember but you said it. Now it's changed your life.
Huh?
Didn't you say that the show has changed your life now that you found it?
Well, when I got into the Lord and that would change my life and God gave me a new life, a new way of life. And that is what changed me. And I'm thankful and grateful.
Well, there you go. We're glad.
Yes.
And we're glad to have you listening.
That's right. She's listening to the radio.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear myself.
You do? How do you like that?
Hold on.
Not once.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Flo.
Yeah, we have your address.
Yeah, I hear me. Uh-huh.
Okay, we will send that out this week for you.
Okay, thank you. This still I'm talking to again?
I'm sorry.
No, she's saying I lost that one.
You're talking to Michael and Lynn.
And Charles.
And me, Charles.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you all.
Well, thank you, Beth.
Thank
have
you,
a
Beth.
Happy holiday.
And I understand we have Nigel on the line from Boca Raton, Florida. Nigel on the line.
We do.
Good evening.
Good evening, Nigel.
Good evening, Nigel.
Good evening,
Marty.
Pastor Brooks.
Yes.
And good evening, Mike. And good evening, Lynn.
Good evening to you.
It's, so you got $50 to be here.
$50 public supermarket card coming to you.
I'm actually calling you from where Charles lives in in Ocala.
Really?
With Molly right now. Molly DeBruhl.
You visiting?
Enjoying
for
a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes.
That's great.
And I thank you both very much for the Publix gift card. We have it.
You're very welcome.
We've received it.
And thank you for listening to the show, and thank you for being you.
And thank you for being you and for Blind and Beyond, for being blind and beyond the way it is. It is a wonderful, wonderful forum for people who are blind and visually impaired to cross the bridge, as it were, with those who are sighted. And it is a wonderful, wonderful program. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
So when will you be heading back to Boca?
Tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Safe
travels.
Calls? Okay.
Well, thank you, Nigel, so much.
Thank you, me think of something.
Thank you all very much.
Merry Christmas if we don't talk to
you. Merry Christmas, Nigel.
Merry Christmas.
Nigel just made me think of something.
Good night, Nigel.
So listen to this. I'm going to give you a trippy one. This was a television show. It was one of the first ones of its kind. I think it was the first one of its kind. This was a family show, but it wasn't a family show because it was ridiculous. It started off ridiculous. People didn't even know how to take it because the guy, well, it was him and his wife and his son. No, his son-in-law and his daughter. Now, I'm going to give you one thing, and then you'll know who I'm talking about, the name of the show. You have to tell me the name of the show. The son-in-law called his father a name. He didn't call him chicken or turkey. He called him something else. So, do you know the name I'm talking about?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
No?
No.
Okay.
Can you say that again? The
show was probably the biggest show of its kind when it came on. And that show, after that, came many shows after that.
There were spinoffs.
It was a spinoff.
Yeah.
But the show, when it first came on, people didn't know how to take it because he was so rude and crude and prejudiced. And the guy sat in his chair and he called his wife names. His son-in-law called him a name. If I tell you the name, then you'll know what I'm talking about, the name of the show. His son-in-law called him, well, we'll call him Turkey, but they didn't call him Turkey, call him another name. So what name did he call his father-in-law? So the show, the people had the father, the wife, the son-in-law, and the daughter.
Oh, I know.
And they had many next-door neighbors. They had many next-door neighbors. He was a very prejudiced guy.
You're telling everything. They're going to.
What's the name of the show I'm talking about?
There's two shows that'll fit that.
What's the name of the show I'm talking about? And what did he call his father? What's the name?
Oh.
He didn't call him Turkey. He didn't call him Chicken. He called him something else. What did he call him?
Michael.
You want to know what he called his son?
I know. What did he call his father-in-law?
The son called the father-in-law a name.
A name.
Oh, I thought the father called the son-in-law a name.
No. It was the other way around.
Sure, both of you.
Yeah.
I think you both have it backwards.
Okay, let's see. Okay. Now, okay, so don't, if I'm wrong, call me up and tell me I'm wrong. Okay. Somebody call himself a name. It wasn't Turkey. It wasn't
Chicken.
I know
the show, but I think you two have it backwards.
Well, listen. I got about seven because we never did take that other break, right?
Oh, right.
You didn't?
We never took that other break.
Let's take the break, and then we'll come back.
Is that a quick break?
A quick break. 407-894-1680. A quick break and come back. We'll see if anybody calls in. 407-894-1680. Let's go to the break, and we'll come back and see if anybody knows. 407-894-1680. We'll take any new callers first.
Become a valued team member at Alabama Industries for the Blind, where, for over 90 years, we have been providing valuable employment opportunities to people who are blind, deaf, deafblind, or have other disabilities. Every day, we live the idea that everyone can work and have a successful career. AIB offers pathways to financial independence through jobs with competitive pay and excellent benefits. We have a diverse workforce with a variety of jobs and skill requirements. Select the job that fits you, whether it is a manufacturing position, being a SOAR for any number of projects which support American troops, working with our valued customers, or supporting any number of other areas. There is a job that can fit your talents and ambitions. We invite you to find out more about us. Explore current job openings and apply online at www.aidb.org. Let us show you how you can be limitless.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think. Stargardt disease was supposed to define me.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down. A blinding eye disease attempted to force me away from doing what I was born to do.
But it cannot stop me. I have the tools.
I will keep moving forward.
Pushing past the limits of this disability.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Great vision doesn't require great sight. Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Make your impact today. Donate now at fightingblindness.org.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them. All that truly matters in the end is that you love.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael, saying... So do you know the show that I'm talking about?
I don't think you need to give the number anymore because Chris says we have a full line.
The full line. Okay.
All lines, I should say.
Okay.
All the lines are lit.
So the people think they know who I'm talking about.
All right. So, yeah, I don't have any more space. I don't have any more space. I have Dave from Fern Park, Paul from Jersey, Molly from Ocala, Alan from Boynton Beach, Florida.
Any new callers?
I don't know because I didn't get a chance to get it in because I'm moving from
Alan
one to one to the next.
I think Alan might be new.
So well, if Alan's new, we'll take him. But who was first? Who was first?
Dave.
Dave?
Dave, our good friend Dave.
You know Dave.
Dave, Mike.
Co-host Dave.
Not the Dave.
All right.
So we got four minutes. We got 4 minutes. Let's see if Alan's first.
I just want to know if Alan was a new caller. That's all.
Alan, is this your first time calling into the show, Alan?
Yes, sir.
All right. Alan is a new caller. All right.
Sorry, Dave. We got to go with new caller first.
All right. So go ahead, Alan. Do you know the name of the show I'm talking about? Say it one more time, Alan.
It's the Archie Bunker Show. And he called his son-in-law Meathead.
Meathead. Okay, so he called his son-in-law Meathead. Right.
Yep, that part is right. But what did the son call the dad?
Oh, there was that question, too? You asked that?
You didn't ask that. Okay.
No, it was reversed.
He called his son Meathead.
Yes, he did.
Okay.
But that wasn't the name of the show.
That wasn't the name of the show.
Archie Bunker was not the name of the show. But it's close enough, though. Archie Bunker.
All right. So, Alan, hold on one moment. Don't hang up, all right?
So you just won yourself a $10 gift card.
All right, a $10 gift card, Alan. So hold on one moment, all right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so now I want to go to the next.
Who's the next?
I want to know the next one because he didn't mention the name of the show.
So I got Dave. I got
Dave.
Paul, and I have Molly. But let's go to Dave. Dave, how you doing?
Let's go to Dave real
fast. Let's see who's next.
What's up, kids?
Okay, Dave, quickly. We have 2 minutes.
Quickly, Dave. So what's the name of the show?
Well, that show is called All in the Family. And
correct. Even, so you just won yourself a $10 gift card from the Subway, too. Okay.
Thank you.
There you go.
Hey,
All in the Family. That's the name of the show. All in the Family.
I got it.
On the top 40 for a little while.
All right, Dave. Thanks for calling, Dave. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right.
I got to do my show wrap-up.
You know, Dave.
Yes, all right. We have Paul from New Jersey.
Paul, say hello to Paul in New Jersey.
Paul, how you doing, Paul?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good.
Hey,
happy
Paul.
Holidays.
I'm sorry
you
didn't win, but
hope you had a good Thanksgiving.
Yes, we want to talk to you.
I did. You take care, everybody. All
right. You too, Paul. Thanks for calling.
Enjoy. Right. Thanks for calling.
Happy holidays.
Is it Molly or Millie?
Molly.
Is it Molly or Molly?
Oh, Molly.
Molly. Molly, how you doing from Ocala?
Hi,
oh, Molly.
Yes.
I know. That's Nigel's
You can
friend.
Call me Millie if you want to, though. That's okay.
Millie
Hello,
and Molly.
Molly.
Yeah.
Hi, good evening. Nice to talk to you guys.
Nice to talk
to you. Nice to talk to you.
Hope you had a good weekend.
Hope you had a nice weekend.
It was lovely. The rain was even really nice. It was refreshing.
Good.
Okay. Well, you drive back carefully.
Okay, safely. We got to wrap up the show. Thanks for calling.
Chris is going to knock us off the air in about a minute or two, so we have to say goodnight.
Good night.
All righty.
Good night, everyone. Happy holidays.
Okay.
I want to thank.
Good night.
Good night.
Wait a minute. I want to thank Chris Shaw for tonight. Great show. I want to thank Charles Brooks, Reverend Charles Brooks, for a very good show for tonight. I want to thank my wife. Making a fabulous dinner. I want to thank the Eagles winning the game.
All right. And I want to be, do we have time to play my Charlie Brown music, Chris? Uh-oh, I think he got kicked us off.
Kicked us off.
Yeah. Anyway, I want to remind everybody that co-host Sheila Young will be with us next week. Lighthouse Central Florida guest and a guest from Christian Record and much, much more. And I hope that Chris is going to play my music. And I think he must be already. I think we're talking to...
Air. Good night, everybody.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. And don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. And I hope you listen to Charlie Brown. Yep, there it is. Good night, everybody. Love you all. Good night.